Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek, and I hope you can stick around, make yourself comfortable, because I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes, and I'm going to give you some hope. I'm going to remind you of something. In a incredibly fast-paced and changing world, right? Every time you turn the news on, look on the internet, talk to somebody, you're reminded that things are changing, and often not for the better. I think that's the thing that drives us crazy. We are bombarded with an endless stream of news that takes away our security. Can I get an amen on that, right? Through all that, God doesn't change. And I think that, I know it sounds like something, yes, we all know, but I think we need to talk about that today. For I, the Lord, do not change. This is from Malachi 3:6. God doesn't change. And God is still in control. I think we need to chat about that today because it's so easy to become overwhelmed with this barrage of bad news that we get on a daily basis. And I feel this is what the Holy Spirit wants me to talk about today. So you know me, I'm going to go with what the Holy Spirit tells me to talk about. I hope you're doing well on this Friday. And I really appreciate you hanging out with me, you spending some time with me. I'm going to read a letter after the prayer today that I received from a woman who is had some really nice things to say, who is a listener to this program, and it really did me a lot of good. So I want to share this letter with you because I think she says she really touched on some important things, kind of like the way I do business. She really nailed it. So Michelle, if you're listening, and I know you said you're a regular listener, I'm going to read your letter, an excerpt from your letter in just a few minutes. I don't want to thank you for sending it because you really made my day with that. But with that in mind, after we talk about, we will talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about the fact that God doesn't change. But right now, let's turn to Almighty God, that unchanging, almighty, all-powerful, all-loving God, our Father in heaven. And, you know, I don't take this lightly, the fact that I'm able to talk, to pray, to have a relationship with God. He's not an impersonal, mysterious force that we can't really access. He's a very personal God who knows each one of us, who loves us, and who really wants to hear from us every day. So let's talk to him now. I'm going to lead, and I invite you to please pray along with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, thank you so much for allowing me the privilege of addressing you at the start of this program. Father, I am so grateful to have a relationship with you. It took a long time for me to respond to your invitation, and I'm really sorry about that, but I'm so glad that I eventually heard you calling me. Father, sometimes we believe that we are the ones who seek you out, but in reality, just as can be seen from the story of the prodigal son, you are always waiting for us to return to you. We depart from you in many different ways. Sometimes it's a radical departure. Sometimes it's just a departure caused by apathy. Maybe we're just distracted. But you never stop looking for us. And I thank you for waiting for me, for being patient, for continuing to call me. And I pray, Father, for the grace to draw closer to you every day. I don't want this to be the end or as far as we go in our relationship, because I know you want me to even grow closer and closer to you. So I'm going to do my best with the help of your Spirit. And I ask you to continue to reveal yourself to me, so that I can get to know you better, so that I can see glimpses of you in everything, and so that I can begin to scratch the surface of understanding how much you love me. Father, all glory and honor is yours. You are Almighty God, creator of the universe, creator of me and every other creature on this earth. Everything that exists in the universe was created by you. You can do all things, Father. You are in control. No matter how crazy the world gets, you are in control. Father God, I ask you to grant all of our intentions, all of our needs, I should say, whatever we need, Father. Sometimes we ask for things that we might not need, but we'll continue to ask, provided we think about it and really assess if this is a need, if this is a particular need of ours, we're going to continue to bring them to you. But we'll let you have the final say. If we're asking for something that might not help us, that might not be beneficial, we'll trust you to say no. And we'll accept it, Father, because we know that you love us. Father, we pray for all of those who are struggling today. Those who might not know you, those who are on the verge of despair, those who might be in full-blown despair, those who are battling anxiety of any kind, coronavirus, non-coronavirus, financially related, whatever the anxiety may be, fear of the future, medical difficulties. We pray for complete healing in Jesus' name for those who are dealing with anxiety. Father, we pray for an end to the coronavirus. We pray for a restoration of life as we knew it externally, meaning we can go out and do the things, enjoy the freedoms that we had before. But we pray, Father, that our eyes are open and our ears can hear the message that you have for us so that we can be changed. We know this was a wake-up call. We know that you are trying to get our attention. So please, Father, help us know what it is that you're trying to get across to us and grant us the grace that we need to be able to respond. Father, we pray for a decrease, an elimination of the division in the world. We see it in the church. We see it in our country of the United States. We see it all throughout the world. A lot of division. We pray, Father, for an increase in unity. And let each of us know the role that we play, because we do all play a role. And it's easy for me to point fingers at other people. Father, I realize it all begins with me. Let each of us know what role we play to unite instead of dividing. Father, I ask that you send a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit on us today. Give me the words that I'm supposed to speak. Grant me the humility that I need to get out of the way of you, so that when your Spirit takes me in a certain direction, that I follow without resisting. And please grant us all an open mind and an open heart so that we can hear your message and respond to it on this show today. Father, we ask these things through the mighty and powerful and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thank you so much for praying with me. You know, and you know what? I'll tell you something. When I say those prayers at the beginning of the show, when I ask for the grace to be able to get out of the way and follow the Holy Spirit, I'm not kidding. And so many times when I do this show, I'll have a pre-planned agenda. I don't go overboard with it, but a lot of times I'll have an idea of what I talk about. Or what I plan to talk about. I mean, I always have some sort of an idea. But the Holy Spirit will either change my plan before I actually start the show. That's happened on occasion. I have a particular reading or something, a direction I want to take with the program. But other times, he'll change my direction midstream, as you've heard me say. You'll hear me say from time to time, I didn't really plan on talking about this, but I feel the Holy Spirit giving me that nudge. I believe that's the fruit of my prayer. I believe he's answering my prayer when I'm saying at the beginning, let me get out of your way. Give me the words. Take me down the path you want me to go down for this program. It's his show. It's not my show. And I really do feel that happening. So I this letter is going to touch on this. This letter that I said I'm going to read an excerpt from. It touches on this and I'm really glad that I do that, that I'm honest with you, because I want it to come across. I don't want to pretend. I don't want you to think that I have it all together. I mean, just listen to me. What you're not going to get that illusion. But seriously, you know, this whole this whole ministry that I do, it's based upon a really imperfect guy who found Jesus and whose life was never the same. And that's me. But do I mess up? Yeah, I mess up a lot. But I'm really trying, with the Lord's help, to become better, to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, I want to be as honest as I can with you, because I don't want to present myself, and again, this sounds ludicrous to say, but I don't want to present myself as being too perfect or too together, because then you're not going to be able to relate to me. And it'd also be a lie, because I am not that together. I am not that perfect. I'm not even close. But I do talk to Jesus throughout the day. I do talk to the Father. I do ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. I receive Jesus in the Eucharist just about every day. If at all possible, I do it every day. You know, and I need the help. And I'm just like you. I'm trying to follow the Lord to the best of my ability. And sometimes he's going to take me down a tough path. Sometimes he takes me where I don't want to go. But that's what being a disciple really is. And sometimes I listen and sometimes I don't. Again, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I get discouraged by the news of the day. I don't spend too much time dwelling on it. I really don't. I try to learn what I need to learn. I look at the headlines from a distance, so I know a little bit about what's going on in the world. But you know what? I don't fixate on the news, because my news comes from Jesus. I really focus on him and what he wants me to do. So anyway, that's a little bit about what I try to do on this show. I want to give you hope, because you should have hope, because in Christ, there's no such thing as hopeless. And I said today's topic will be the fact that the Lord doesn't change. You need to know that. You need to believe that. You need to really accept that. And there's your hope, that the Lord doesn't change. We change, we should change, but he doesn't change. And it's good to have someone unchanging or something unchanging in the world. Can I get an amen on that? Yeah, right? It's crazy how many things change. So that's what we're going to talk about on the show today. But before I do that, oh, by the way, if you're new to the program, I'm Gary Zimek. The name of this show is Following the Truth. I really lost track of how long it's been since I've been doing these daily shows. 2 months, 3 months probably now. I honestly don't remember. I think about 3 months since I revived the show. I used to do it every day for many years, but about for 2.5 years, I think I stopped it because I had other obligations going on. But when COVID-19 began to sweep the world again, I thought it's time for me to get back on the air, and I love it. I love being able to connect with you. And the reason I'm able to do it, that I can do this show and I can stay in full-time ministry, and I support my family through my ministry. The way we do that is, you know, I'm the sole provider, and I used to work in the IT industry for years. I wasn't rich, but I never really worried about money. It wasn't a real issue. But then I got laid off in 2012 and had been feeling this call to work for the Lord. I had a big conversion experience along the way, and I had felt this call to talk about Jesus and proclaim the good news, but I didn't have the background, didn't know how I was going to earn my money, and I got laid off from my day job. And through the encouragement of my wife, who definitely the Lord was speaking to, we decided to go into this full-time ministry thing, and the Lord's been good to us. We had a cutback dramatically. Our home, we downsized tremendously. I mean, moving from a four-bedroom house to a mobile home, I mean, that's with my two kids and my wife. But we're in this. We're in this for the long haul, and the Lord has blessed us. And a lot of the blessing has come from you, from your generosity. You're helping me to continue to spread this gospel on a full-time basis. And I am so, so, so grateful for your generosity. So between your generosity and the speaking work that I've been able to do, which right now is non-existent, And the books that I write, I'm able to survive and pay the bills and support my wife and my two kids. And this is all an example of God's providence. And here's I didn't plan to talk about this, but it just came out. And this letter will touch on this. But the Lord has been so good to us as a family. And yeah, of course, we've had to sacrifice we've had to really cut back, but we're able to pay the bills, praise God. But again, I want you to know that through your generosity, this program and my ministry is allowed to go forward. So thank you for hearing the call. I hate to ask for money, but so many of you have wanted to help me out. And I appreciate that because you are enabling me to do this and continue spreading the good news. And again, I'm trusting the Lord. He's providing through you and through these other opportunities he's given me. And he's really getting the job done. He's a good provider. And so I thank you. I thank you for your contributions. So with that in mind, but I'm really peaceful. I'm really peaceful, even though, you know, it's been up and down for 8 years in full-time ministry. There's been times when I look at the bank account and I would think, how are we going to pay the bills? But the Lord has always come through somehow. It's amazing. I could tell you stories. And over time, you begin to realize that, yeah, you know what? He's got this. If he asked me to do this, and don't think I haven't told him that at times. Lord, you got me into this. You got to help me pay these bills. And he knows that. He knows we have bills. So I hope what I'm saying can encourage you in some way. If you have any doubts about God's providence, keep working at it. Keep trusting and keep asking him what you should do. You know, we have a role to play in this as well. But there comes a time when he says, you got to just trust me. Do what you can, do your best, and let God do the rest. You know, that's how it works. It's how it works for the birds. They go out and look for food, but he gives it to them. So yeah, he expects us to find employment somehow and do work. But any work that he sends us and the money that comes from the jobs that we get, that's him. That's all his providence. He gives us the skills. He gives us the means to earn a living. It's all gift. It's all a gift from the Lord. Okay, enough about that. Anyway, followingthetruth.com is my website. Man, I really got off topic there, but I guess not. I guess that's where the Spirit's leading me. Followingthetruth.com is my website in case you want to find out more about me, see my books, possibly leave a donation. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Okay, so I got this letter in the mail from a listener. Her name is Michelle. Michelle, if you're listening, I am so grateful. This really, really made my day. Michelle also sent along a generous donation. Michelle, I'm so grateful. Thank you. That meant a lot to me that you cared enough to send a letter, to write what you did, and to send a financial donation. But here's what Michelle said. Dear Gary, so grateful for your ministry. Longtime listener from when you had your radio show, now gaining comfort and strength in the faith from your Following the Truth podcast weekly and daily. So at one time I had a daily radio show, Spirit in the Morning, on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia, and we used to have guests and play music, and that was a great opportunity. I did that for about two years or so. And now this show, it has been on and off for as long as I've been in full-time ministry, Following the Truth, this daily program. And then they have the weekly show, the Gary Zimek Show podcast as well. So Michelle, I appreciate what you had to say about that. I'm really glad. It makes me feel good to know that you appreciate what I'm doing. And here's what Michelle goes on to say. What I appreciate most, Gary, is your transparency and humbleness in your own life. You're referencing your own family struggles, whether it's your wife Eileen's anxiety regarding COVID, and Michelle said she's praying for my wife, or your day-to-day battle with surrender and trust. Your honesty and humbleness endears your listeners to you. Well, you know what? I'm grateful for you saying that. I've always said that, you know, I do struggle with humility. I'm more proud than you give me credit for. I got issues with that. But I really want to be as transparent as possible because I owe it to you, Michelle. I owe it to everyone who listens. I owe it to the Lord. You know, I'm nobody. I'm just a guy who's desperately clinging to the Lord for help one day at a time. And I think I need to show that to you to make you realize that if somebody like me can find peace in life and find just joy despite what might be going on around me, then it can happen to you too. And it can also inspire you to realize that God can use you to do great things. He's done a lot through me that I would have never thought possible. So that's why I try to be transparent. And Michelle, thanks for saying that because that's the goal. That's my goal. I don't want to be a phony. I wouldn't do this if it meant being a phony. If I'm struggling, I'm going to let you know I'm struggling. But I hope what the listeners of this program, I'm about to cough, so I need to take a sip of my water. See, it's the humility. The Lord keeps me humble. He lets me know I'm not in charge. What I want the listeners to get from this is, even though you struggle, stick to Jesus. Keep clinging to Jesus. Keep following him. Keep reaching out to him. And he's your answer. So struggling and giving up, that's not an option. You can hit rock bottom, but then reach up for Jesus, and he's going to pull you out. Michelle talks about my wife's anxiety. She is doing much better. Thank you for your prayers, because Eileen has struggled tremendously with anxiety due to this whole coronavirus craziness. We are getting out to daily mass every day. We're taking precautions. We got our masks on. We're going shopping. We're living our lives. But it's an absolute miracle how the Lord has healed Eileen of this tremendous anxiety. And it was bad. She wouldn't mind me saying this to you. It was bad. It's the worst I've ever seen. So it was really bad. And I really, truly believe the devil was out to get her. But Eileen has done so well thanks to your prayers and just the Lord. She owes it all to the Lord, for really we never gave up on him and kept reaching out to him. But I thank you for your prayers. And please, I always ask for prayers for my family. We need it. Because I think sometimes, because I do this show, because I write and do so much radio, I think I got a big target on my back, and Satan wants me out of the picture. You know why? Because I'm so weak and so imperfect that I'm a threat to him. And here's why. Because people can see how imperfect and weak I am, and that I'm clinging to the Lord, and that I'm peaceful, and that the Lord can work through me. And Satan doesn't want people like me to do his work, because people can relate to me. And when they hear what I say and my openness, people like you can say, you know what, I can do that too. I can serve the Lord. I can stop worrying. I can be at peace. So I do believe Satan wants me out of the picture, but you know what? I'm fighting. He's not going to get me. But I need your prayers to make sure that doesn't happen, okay? And he's going to go after my family too. So, Michelle, thank you for asking about Eileen. Thanks for praying. And then the final thing I want to read from this letter, I really liked what she said here. Anyway, the Holy Spirit has spoken to me that you may need a word of encouragement. Always do, Michelle, always do. You are not alone, and you have and are truly a light of the Lord in so many lives, Gary. Wow, I really appreciate that. You say a lot, Hal, and then she quotes, "This was not what I was supposed to talk about today on your show." That is not true. On those days especially, Gary, your discussions are more led by the Holy Spirit than ever before and have personally spoken to me. Don't give up. We are praying for you and your family. I hope that this donation is a blessing and this letter sincerely helps you. Signed, Michelle. The donation is so much appreciated, Michelle. Your prayers are so much appreciated and your kind words are so much appreciated, because you hit the nail on the head. And I do say that all the time. The Holy Spirit does take me in a direction that I did not expect or I did not plan. But that's the openness. And I think that's the lesson for all of us. Holy Spirit can't be controlled. We try to stifle the Holy Spirit because sometimes he sends us down paths that might be a little uncomfortable. Or maybe they get in the way of our agenda. But I can assure you, if you follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, you're going to do so much better than if you tried to function on your own. So there you have it, Michelle. Thank you so much for sending that letter in and for the donation. I am really grateful. So look, we have a few minutes left. But look, I'm not going to apologize. The Holy Spirit took me down this direction today. I have got a cough again. This is rough. Because I really feel that he's speaking through me right now. I, the Lord, do not change. We're going to talk about this briefly. The uncertainty in the world, it is not easy to deal with being bombarded with ever-changing news about the coronavirus, about the economic situation, about division in politics and the church, people in the church attacking one another. It's just crazy. But from the Bible, and this is from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, we get this quote from the Lord. He says, "For I, the Lord, do not change." And in my daily email devotional, "Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled," today I wrote about this quote, and I also included a quote from St. Teresa of Avila. This came up on my Facebook feed. Sometimes you go on Facebook and Facebook will tell you 5 years ago today, this is what you posted. Well, this is what I posted, this quote. And I thought it was so good and it's so timely, and I needed to send it out in my email devotional today, and I'm going to share it with you here. And this is, if you are struggling with change in the world, with stability, with uncertainty, listen to this advice from St. Teresa of Avila. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. Phew. How do I add to that, right? God never changes. Everything in this life is passing away. And sometimes we want to hang on to things that are passing away, but this life is temporary. It's a good thing, though, because this life is so imperfect. And sometimes we settle for imperfection, for misery. Not that we can't have moments of happiness and joy in this life. We can, but we have to focus on the unchanging God. But there's also suffering. There's also difficulties. There are also struggles. One day, all this is passing, will pass away. All the things that you're worried about right now, your problems, they're temporary. One day they're going to be gone. And that hope of living with the Lord forever is what keeps us going. So keep that in mind. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. It's all going to be gone one day. But in the meantime, God never changes. If you focus on Him, you're going to have that peace you're looking for. And you can do it. It's going to be a little work. It might be a lot of work. That's why it's so important to try to read the Bible every day, or to listen to good Catholic radio programs, or to read some good spiritual reading, or to pray, to focus on the Lord, to receive Him in the Blessed Sacrament. You know, if you do that, you're going to be at peace. All right, I got to run. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget to listen to the Gary Zimek Show, available wherever podcasts are available. We're going to talk about the Sunday Mass readings on the show. And God willing, I plan to be back here on Monday. I hope you can join me as well. You are in my prayers. God bless you.